The police are reviewing how two loaded handguns were able to be stolen from a patrol car in Gore last night. The man they believe is responsible remains on the loose, and the police say catching him and locating the guns is an absolute priority. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown is in Gore, and he filed this report.
The police say two police-issued Glock handguns and 34 rounds of ammunition are in the hands of a man known to them and believed to have criminal connections. Superintendent Paul Basham says Hori Gemmell stole the guns and the patrol car they were in shortly before midnight last night.
It's a real priority for us to safely recover the two police firearms, and we have assembled a significant police contingent here today to give effect to that mission.
He says two officers attempted to pull Mr. Gemmell over in Beattie Street in Gore, but he ran their vehicle, fled on foot and doubled back to the patrol car to steal it. Mr. Basham says the officers attempted to stop Hori Gemmell by smashing a window with a torch and using a taser on him, but it did not work and he escaped. Soon after, he rammed another patrol car and then ditched the vehicle he was in, taking its Glock pistols with him. Mr. Basham admits the officers erred in leaving the guns in the car.
The common practice is that a police officer would be expected to take the keys with him or her when they alight from the vehicle. But that answer doesn't necessarily give effect to the dynamics of the situation. And I think it's important that in the context of the dynamics of the situation that we don't rush to judgment.
Neil Sowery says he was asleep in his Beattie Street home when the situation unfolded.
We heard a lot of bashing and crashing. We heard what appeared to be an accident between cars, and we jumped out of bed. There was still banging and crashing, which we later found out that kicked a hole through our gate, and then following him, the police come flying through. We never actually saw him. He was just a bit ahead of the police. We realised that he was in the police car by this time, and then he backed down the road and took off with the police still trying to smash the windows in.
Nearby on Crewe Street, Sheila Clement caught some of the action.
There was just the policeman running along here, and that's all I saw. Just one policeman running down that way. Yeah, just heard the policeman. You could hear him running with all these gears on, you know. And there was alarms going. I don't know where the alarm was from or what it was. I have no idea.
The police say Hori Gemmell appears to have taken another car and shortly before 1 o'clock in the morning was spotted by another officer, sparking another pursuit. But he was again able to avoid officers and remains on the run. Deputy Commissioner John Timms, who oversees district operations, says he has contacted all district commanders to tell them to speak to their staff about security so the events of last night are not repeated.
It's not good enough what's happened, but we will look at reviewing what occurred, find out what happened and why, and then we'll consider any policy changes. The one thing I would say, though, is our people come to work every day to do a good job. This situation was really unpredictable, but there's some really clear things that we have to do, and that is just take the keys out of the ignition. It is as simple as that.
Superintendent Paul Basham says those in the criminal fraternity should not consider helping Mr. Gemmell.
I think the criminal community that might be tempted to aid him would understand that the police are very motivated about the recovery of these firearms, and we will be persistent in our activities in the community until we find them.
Some residents who did not want to speak on tape say there has been a notable increase in the gang presence and drug trade in the area recently, with methamphetamine causing issues it hasn't in the past. Mr. Basham won't say what they know of Mr. Gemmell's criminal history, but there was an existing warrant out for his arrest, and officers in Eastern Southland are being advised to carry firearms because of the threat he poses. In Gore, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.